Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We are on Lamed Hei Beis, two lines, then two dots in the middle of the Amud, like my chutz min hayayin. So the Mishnah had mentioned that on all payros of Elon you make a bori priyates, except for wine. Right, which is wine you make bori priyar gafen. So the Gemara is now trying to explain why the chacham made the kana and wine should be a different bracha. We're gonna gotta move, so we'll go a little fast. So my shnei yayin, what's the difference between yayin between and other payros that make a different bracha? So Elim and Mishum Ishtani Lulu Ishtani Labracha, maybe you'll say because by changing the grapes into wine you've bettered the product and therefore it gets a better bracha, it gets a new bracha. Hari Shemin, so to Shemin, which comes from the olive, the Ishtani Lulu, when you change it from the olive into the wine, into the Shemin, it becomes more valuable. It's a change to the better. But nevertheless, Lo Ishtani Labracha, you didn't change the bracha. I mean, you don't make a Bore pre Hazayas or whatever we would think. Number of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Vachin Amr Yitzchak Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, what do you make? Mivracham Alav Bor Priyates. You make a Bor Priyates on it. You don't change it. It's the same bracha. So Gemara says, the Amri, no, maybe the difference is because Chasam, Mishum Delo Efshar. It's impossible to make a different bracha. Because what type of bracha are you going to make? Chasam, Mishum Delo Efshar. Hechin Nevarich, what bracha are you going to make on it? You're going to Nevarich Bor Priya Zayis? You're going to make a bracha Bor Priya Zayis? You can't say that. Because Peri Gupa Zayis Ikri. The fruit itself is called the Zayis. The fruit is the Zayis. And Bori Pri Hazayis is the oil that comes from the Zayis. So that's not a bracha on a thing that Hashem made. It's a bracha that a person made, the Pri Hazayis. Right? The Pri Hazayis is the olive oil, which you just made out of pressing. So that can't be the bracha. Right? And the Rashi says, Zayis Ikri Vahabile Bori Pri HaPri. You're making a bracha of Bori Pri HaPri. Because the Zayis is the Pri of the Pri, which the Shemen is the Pri of the Zayis. Well, the Gemara says, right, but the difference is, Gemara says, but Ains are Brius Ranaki. I don't mean, about Geffen, Rashi says, I got a Geffen, ha Geffen he ha eight, but ha novim he pre ha Geffen. The Geffen is the eight, it's not the tree, the pre.
I think what it's really saying is that you've been, the more possible thing is that oil is not edible.
We'll get to that.
So. Wine, you've actually improved the product.
Oil, you've also improved the product. You've made it more valuable.
Yeah, but
you've made
it more.
You could sell. Okay, so we'll get to that. When the Baruch Lebori Priya Eight Zayas, the Gemara says we'll change the bracha of Bori Pri Eight Zayas. Just linguistically, it didn't make sense. The Gemara says so it can't be because of betterment. El Amar Marzut Chamra Zayin. Chamra is zon. It fills you up. Mishka lo zon. Mishka is not zon, and therefore it doesn't get its own bracha. The Gemara says, "Well, Mishkal lo Zayin is Mishnah not considered something that fills you, is not something that puts that goes into you." But Hatanam, we have a Mishnah that says, "Hanoder min ha-mazon." Someone takes a neder that he's not going to have any mazon, right? Mazon is anything that's on him. So mutter, what's he mutter to eat? Mutter b'mayim v'melech. He can have salt and water because that's not considered mazon. That's not considered food. Va'avinuba, and we asked over there, "Mayim v'melechud lo ikri mazon ha-kol mili ikari mazon." Everything else is called mazon. So Gemara asks there. Name it, Habitat Rav Shmuel, maybe they're saying that would have a Shaila on Rav Shmuel, the Amr, because they said, you only make a Borim Mizonos on the five meaning, right? Which is Chita, Sa'ora, Kusman, Shibolos, Shual, and Shifon, that everything else is not Mazon, because Borim Mizonos is only one of these things, but Mazon is, but nothing else makes a Borim Mizonos. So the Amr Ravuna, the Omer, the guy says, Kol Hazan Alai, Ella, anything that is Zan, anything I guess that fills me. That's why everything is usher, but Alma Mishka Zayin. But what's included in the nether? Mishka, Shemin is included in the nether, so it's something that's Zon. So don't tell me that the bracha is different because Yayin is Zon and Shemin is not Zon. Shemin is Zon. So the Gemara says, no, Ela Chamra Soid, Mishka Losha Soid. I guess the definition would be it satiates. Chamra is Soid, make a suit on it, it satiates you, Mishka Losha Soid. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Chamra mi Soid. Is Chamra really Soid? Does it really satiate you? Does it really fill you up? But Rava would drink wine. Much you'd like this. Would drink wine all Erev Pesach. You drink all day Erev Pesach. Would drink wine. Right, in order that he won't have a teyavon and therefore be able to eat matzah. So you see that wine does the opposite. It makes you ravenous. It makes you hungry. So the Gemara says no. Tuva gari portosoyin. If you do a lot, it increases the appetite. If you do a small amount, then it's more satiating. Tosus points out here, Rashi says, Tosus points out, Mikan Mashma Sha'asa Lishlos Yayim Erev Pesach Min Mincha L'Mayla. If wine is going to fill you up, you shouldn't be drinking wine Min Mincha L'Mayla in the Erev Pesach unless Right. Im Rotz Lishlos Sarach Lishlos Harbe, the Tuva Mogagori. If you want to get drunk in Erev Pesach, that'd be good for eating the matzah. But that's sort of there. So again, so the point being now is that the reason why wine gets its own bracha is because it's soy, it satiates. So the Gemara says, Numisoy cloud, does wine really satiate at all, even a small amount? For Huxley, we have a pasuk. It says, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, wine will gladden the hearts of the people, right? Lahatzi opanim neshemen, v'lechem levav enosh yisar, and bread is what soy, bread is what satiates. So namahu desoyed, chamra lo soy, but wine does not. So you're telling me to make the bracha because it's soy, the pasuk says it's not soy. So Gemara says, no, el chamra is beitarti, chamra has both, right? It's soy v'misameach, it has both. It satiates and it gladdens the heart. But nama, but bread, misat soyed semuchilo misamech. That's only misoyed. That's not have simcha. So he says, ihachi, if you can say that wine is soyed and it satiates, all right, and it's more than misbach. It's also soyed, right? So then, nivarech ale sholosh brachos. You should bench on it. Why not? The chav of a savato. You should bench on it. So where it says, lo kavi inches to dice or liar, because you're not conveying a suda on wine. And Amar Lei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak the Rav, and even E Kavali Mishkudah Sei, one of the guys who says, I'm going to be Kovei Suda on wine. Nevertheless, Mishkudah Mar says, my, what's the story? So Amar Lei, L'chashe Yov El Yov, V'yom Re'i Havi Kavusa. If El Yov comes and tells us that you can be Kovei Suda on wine, I'll listen to El Yov and tell me you can be Kovei Suda on wine. But Hush to me, a bottle dite l'itzik l'adam. But nowadays, if you Kovei Suda on wine, your das is bottle against most people who are not Kovei Suda on wine. Shiloh over here comes in a lot as the idea of grape juice. Because over here we say what's the reason that's defined as wine? It's defined as wine is because it's misa, it's soed and misameach, which misameach means it has to have an alcoholic content. But we know there's a Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf and Zion, and that says that you can take the grapes, squeeze it out, and make kiddush. Obviously not on Shabbos, but you squeeze out the grapes right before Shabbos and make kiddush. Well, that's not misameach. There's no alcoholic content in that point. It's before it fermented. So that's where we get the whole shaila that comes in. It's how do you make a bor pirig guffin on grape juice? So Nilcha Shlomo, Zalman Orbach talks about it. So he says that, and he, based on a Rashbam, also there in Bava Basra, he says that maybe because grape juice has the potential to become alcoholic, so that's fine. But if that's the case, what about our grape juice? Because you do a process to it, you pasteurize it, it's done. It's done. So he says maybe prior to the treatment, it still had the potential, so that was sufficient. It would have had a chalos shem yayin beforehand. But that's what Pashat. But it could be also that it could be that maybe you don't need misameach, maybe you just need soy. Who says that when the Gemara comes afterwards and says that wine is misayid and misameach, that was just explaining the Pshat in the Pasuk. That may not necessarily be what defines wine. But it's a shaila that the Meiri himself says that the only reason that wine is that you get wine is because it's misameach. It's not because of misameach, it's because of soy. That's sufficient. But there's a shaila about how to deal with grape juice. Because of the Gemara that talks about that in order to be wine, it has to be.
Wine is the only fruit that you can use that turns into something else completely. It's never a one-on-one thing. You squeeze it, you now have fruit juice. It goes and it turns into something else. You can't ferment a grapefruit and turn it into.
You can ferment barley. Make beer. Ferment potatoes.
No, you're not squeezing. You're not squeezing. You're leaving.
It's not at 1-to-1. You take the barley, you
process
it,
right?
And you take water and a lot of water and more water, and that becomes the beer.
Right. And the wine you just leave out.
There's no water.
I don't know. Gemara didn't think that was reasonable.
I understand that. Bread's the opposite way also. It's only a grain.
Right.
That you take and you can change it to something else. More of a simple answer.
Why is it the only bread you can change? You can change rice into other things, and corn.
No, you already spoke. Talk about olives.
Rice doesn't.
Olives, you have to. Olives, if you leave the grape, the olives out, does it automatically turn to shemen? You have to press them.
Right,
but he's saying the same thing. But you have to squeeze the grapes also. It's not like
watermelon.
Alright, I don't know. We gotta move. Gufa. So go back to what Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Shmuel, V'chein Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Shemen Zayis V'varachin La Bor Pi'etz. Shemen Zayis or olive oil, you still make the bracha Bor Pi'etz. It doesn't change. So Hechi Dami. So what's the case that you're making a bracha on the olive, right? Josh, you allude to. Ilem et kashasi le. If you're going to drink it. Azuki mazigle, that's going to harm you. You don't drink olive oil. The sanya, we have a brisa that says, right? So the halacha is by azar who eats truma b'shogeg, right? Zari shuma truma. The chiyuv is he has to pay the karen and add a fifth, which is a fifth afterwards. So it's basically 25 percent. And we said it's a shosa shemen shel truma. If someone by accident drinks shemen of truma, mishalem as a keren, he has to pay the keren because he was mazik the truma of the kohen. But the ainu mishalem as a chomish, but he doesn't have to pay the chomish because there's no achila here. Doesn't pay the punishment. But a sach shemen shel truma. But if you anoint yourself with the shemen of truma, then mishalem as a keren, or mishalem as a chomish. You have to pay both. So you see that drinking the shemen is not considered an achila because you don't have to pay the chomish for it. So you see from this brisa that shi'as shemen is not considered an achila. Therefore, you shouldn't even make a bracha on it at all. The Rambam says you have to make a shakal. From here, it seems you shouldn't make a bracha at all. So why are you saying that? You make the bracha of bori priya eitz. So ella de ka'achle alidei pas. Now what you did is you spread it on your bread. And we're like, wait a second. Ihachi, you spread it on the bread. Habile pas ikar b'hu tafel. The pas is the ikar, it's the important part. The oil is the tafel. And we know the klal is, the klal, and we'll see on Daf Namdala, discuss it more. Kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila. If you have an ikar and tafel, mevarchal ikar potos tfeila. You make a motzi on this, on the bread. So Gemara says, ella de kashasile alidei anigron. You drink it via anigron. Anigron, Rashi says, is min machalhu v'nosin l'sochel shemen, some type of food that you put some oil in it. Right, it's talked about in many places. You put oil in it, and then the shemen is not going to be maziku. So the Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, because Rabba Bar Shmuel says, anigron is mayad the silka. It's water that you put stuff in. I don't know what it is. It's mayim shishokel ben tirdin. And sigron is maya the kulu shalki. It's water from all types of cooked vegetables. I guess some type of soup. I guess I don't know. But that's how you do it. The Gemara says, wait a second. Again, im kain habili anigron ikur. If that's the case, you just put in the oil on top of the anigron. The anigron is the ikur, right? V'shemen tafel utnan zeh klal kol shu ikur v'yesh im mo tfeila mevarchal ikur potos tfeila. The same idea. If you have ikur and tafel, you make a brach on the ikur. So why are you going to be making a borei, right? What did he say? You make a borei priya eitz on the shemen. Why? You hear you make whatever the anigron is. I guess if it's the vegetables, you might make a borei priya dama. The Gemara says, "Hachal ma'askinon b'choshish b'grono." We're talking about over here where you put oil in your mouth, sort of as a lozenger for your throat. You have pain in your throat, and you put it in your throat. Rashi says, "V'tzarech ha'seis bo shemen harbe to have the shemen ikav anigron tafel." You put the shemen on the anigron, so the shemen will have a medicinal effect on your throat. But you have to put a lot of shemen, so it becomes the ikar as opposed to the anigron. That's what you're putting on. You're having it for medication, right? The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Hachoshish begrono, someone who has throat pains, lo ye ar enu b'shemen tchilas Shabbos. You shouldn't put the shemen, I guess, in your mouth in the beginning of Shabbos, because, as Rashi says, because if you didn't swallow it, it's mucha milson, it's refuah. You're not allowed to have refuah on Shabbos, there's a difference, halacha. Aval nosim shemen harv l'tilch anigron ubalei. Whether you put a lot of shemen into your anigron and you swallow it. Because it's not so clear right there and there that it's bizdafka for medicinal purposes. So the Gemara says, wait, pshita. That's pashut now, because if the shemen is the ikur, you would make the bracha on the shemen. So what's the chiddush? So ma'ad teima the refuah kamakave. Maybe you would have thought that since you're eating the anigron dafka for medicinal purposes, lo levarach alei klal, you shouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamash malan comes to Rishmul and Yochum tell me came into isli hana mine. Since you are getting certain hana from the shemen, it has a taste because of the anigron. You're having a taste. Boy brucha, you have to make the bracha. Right, you buy a bruche. So Toso says, "Kaven to Isle Hanam in a boy bruche, even near and hadvarim." See from here, the Adam shows them mashkin. If you're drinking some sort of liquid, im hamashkin royin lishdos. If it's really disgusting, it's like Robitussin, I guess. If it's really disgusting. The lesle hanam in it, you get no hanam from it. Low boy bruche, you don't need a bracha. The Isle Hanam in a below refuah. If someone were drinking, we get hanam. It tastes good, even not for medicinal purposes. Boy bruche. So that comes to Shiloh on certain types of medications like Dimetap and kids' medications. But actually cherry flavored, berry flavored, Rabbi would answer more. But some people say you have to make a bracha on that. When it comes to pills, you don't make a bracha. Pill with water, there's a shiloh that maybe you're drinking too much water, you should make a bracha. So some say, drink a lot. What?
Ikar is not for that.
What do you mean?
The ikar is not flavored,
just
to get
down your throat. Don't separate ikar and tafel within the item. Which item is ikar and tafel? Item A or item B? Yeah, but there were two items in there. In the diamond tap, it's one item. There's no ikar and tafel. It is the diamond tap. What?
Doesn't matter.
So, so what? It's not separate. You can't separate it. When you put shemen and mishka, you had that nigron and the shemen on it. Those two separate items that you put down your throat.
Ikar and tafel is a piece of hair in the top of the kid.
Right.
Whatever this thing was, it wasn't made that way.
They had
two separate items.
It's like a Reese's. You put your nigron on top of the and shemen on the nigron. No. Okay. So continue. The Gemara says, now fine, kimcha dechiti, which I think is like some raw flour, raw wheat flour. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says you make a borei pri adama, even though the chitim, right, changed into flour, you still make the original bracha borei pri adama. Like if you chewed on a wheat kernel, it'll be a borei pri adama. It's not a mesoros ramotzi yet because it hasn't turned into that, right? The Rav Nachman Amar shahakol yebidvaro. You make a shakol because it is changed. It's no longer the pri that it was originally. It's changed, so you make it into a shakol. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Nachman, lo tiflug alei de Rabbi Yehuda. Do not argue with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you make a borei pri adam in this case. The Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel kamei kavasei, because Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel already hold like him. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, V'chein Amar Yitzchak Amar Yochanan, and Rabbi Yitzchak said the name of Yochanan, Shemen Zayis, right, olive oil, Mirvarchin Alav Bori Priya Eitz. You make a Bori Priya Eitz. Alma, you see from here, Apa Gav De Ishtane, even though the oil has changed from its original product, from originally being a fruit, nevertheless, B'milsakai, it still stands in its original bracha. So Hachanami, so to hear, by this flour, Apa Gav De Ishtane, even though the wheat has changed from its original state and turned into flour, b'milsakai, the kemach still stands in its original din, and you make a borei pri ha'adama. So the Gemara says, mi dami, what's the comparison? Hasam lesle elu achrina, aval hacha isle elu achrina v'pas. No, maybe here is different than the oil, because there, when you changed it from the olive to the oil, it's reached its final stage. So it's reached its purpose. Over here, when you've taken the wheat, and now you just made it into the flour, well, that's not the final purpose. The final purpose is not to make it into bread. So it's changed enough to make a different bracha. So maybe you should make a shakal nebivaro. Maybe you only make the bracha in its natural state and its final state. But here in this in-between state, maybe you don't make that bracha. So there's no raya from the shemen. So b'chi isle lu achrina, as the Gemara says, everything that has another state, where it can go to another level, so then at that middle stage, you don't make a borei pri adama, el shakol, you make a shakol. But didn't we learn, Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nasna, Amar Shmuel, Akra Chaya, which I think is a raw pumpkin. So on its raw pumpkin, which is it's not cooked, the kimcha desari, and the flour of barley, mivarchinon alayu shakol niyebidvaro. You make a shakol on these two items, okay? My love. Now, what are we talking about here? So we say you make a shakol on the kimcha desari. My love, the chiti. When it comes to the kemach of the chiti, borei pri hadama. You make a borei pri hadama. So therefore, you see, even though the diuk is that only on the barley flour you make a shakol, but on the wheat flour you would make a borei pri hadama, even though it hasn't reached its final state yet. The Gemara says, lo, the chiti nami shakol. No, don't make that diuk. On the flour of the wheat, you also make a shakol in the barrel. So why is it come to teach? Why is it mention barley? Where it says lishmein lechiti, the kosher kain sari. Just say that on wheat flour, and we know barley flour. So the Gemara, I'm not sure exactly why. The Gemara says, "I ashmein on chiti." Have we just said that on wheat flour you make a shakol? Have the meaning? You would have thought hani mili dechiti. That's only specifically when it comes to wheat. Aval the sari, when it comes to barley, which most people don't eat at all, lo lebarach lai cloud. It shouldn't make a bracha at all because it's not considered food. So kamash malan, that even by sa'orim, you make a shakol, so too by the wheat, you make a shakol. Because in both cases, they haven't necessarily reached their final stage. Okay, so the Gemara says, umi gara, why do we say that kemach of sa'orim, why would you have a havamin to say that the kemach of sa'orim, you wouldn't make a bracha at all? That was the havamin. Umi gara, ami melech bezamis. Why is it any different than salt? I think salt water. The sanyo, I'm not sure what zamis is. Can you say what zamis is? What?
Brine.
Even, okay. So salt and brine. The sanya, here turns into a brisa. The sanya al hamelech, the al hazamis, omer shakol niyebidvaro. And it's not derech to eat salt, despite the kids pouring salt on Shabbos. They still dip the challah into the salt. Most people don't just leave. They do their butt dies. Right? Val melech val hazamis omer shakol niyebidvaro. So it's derech. No, we still need to tell us that you would make the bracha on seorim. The sakadai the kamina. You would have thought melech the hazamis of an inish. The shadei lipume, maybe because the people do put the melech and the brine and they suck on it and they eat it. But kimcha desari ho vekasha lukukayoi. I guess it causes pinworms. I think it means causes some sort of pinworms. Lo levarach alei klal. You shouldn't make the bracha at all. Kamash malan kevin isle hanah minei. Since there is some sort of hanah when you chew on it and when you eat it, by bruche, you would have to make the bracha. So therefore, when the brisa says that you make the shakol on the seorim, it still needs that chiddush to teach me that I'm making the shakol on seorim, and therefore it's no deal to say I don't make a shakol on the flour. Okay. Important Rashi. Rashi says, "Hacha isle ilu yachrine." Right. Rashi says, "Go abal shemen miyad ba b'shinuyo leklal derech achilaso." The oil, when it comes out, it's automatically in its final state status. The ikar hapri lekach netuhu. The ikar reason why you put a you plant olives is for the oil. Therefore, hilchach prihu. That's why the shemen is considered a pri, and therefore still gets the bore pri ha'eitz, as opposed to getting a different bracha. Okay. Korah. So now you have a korah, which I think are the sort of palm shoots. So halach lemaisa, that's the deal with my kids who eat hearts of palm. What type of bracha do you make? What bracha do you make on the hearts of palm? So korah. So this is some sort of it's like the leaves of the dekel tree, and it's good to eat. But it comes. It's not a fruit. It's not like the leaves or the branches. It's a.
It's the trunk itself.
Okay, but it's wood part. It's not a fruit.
Right.
It's not fruit. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda Amar. You say bori pri adama, make a bracha bori pri adama. Ushmul amar shakol nimitz bori. What's the reason? Review the amar bori pri adama. Why do you make a bori pri adama? Because pirehu, because it's a fruit. It's not a fruit like we define a fruit, but it's the fruit of the ground. Ushmul amar shakol nimitz bori. You make a shakol whole with sopol hikashos. In the end, it's going to harden into like bark. I guess it won't be edible, I guess. So therefore, you make a shakal. It's not considered a fruit. So I'm Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says, Rav Yehuda, shinina kivasach mistabra. You know what? I think you're right. And you're, it's mistabra like you, that we should make a bori pri adama, the hatsinon. You have the tsinon, which is the radish of soap oli kashos. In the end, also, it is going, after you pluck it, it's going to a harden. And nevertheless, mevarchan le bori pri adama. So my svar of hardening makes no difference. So velohi, but that's not a raya. It's not a raya over there. We call it, so Shmuel is incorrect in correcting himself. I mean, Shmuel was correct originally that we should make that there was no comparison with the tznon. Below the tznon, nitai inish adaited the pulga, the pugla. The kavana of the planters is to eat it when it is, I guess, when it's soft. Therefore, it's considered a pre. It's a fruit, lowercase f, considered a fruit, even though in the end it's going to harden. But dikla, this dekel, lo nati inshi adaited the korah. People don't plant the tree in order for the korah. The kavana is to eat the actual peros. So therefore, this isn't considered a pre. But so I heard from Chaim Eisenstein on the YU website. He said maybe a hearts of palm they planted bedafka for that purpose. So maybe the bracha over there wouldn't be a shakal. It would be eitz, adama, whatever that bracha. Whatever, that's a different what comes into over there. But it wouldn't be a shakal. Okay. So now we're going to talk about the tzlat. Sorry. Doesn't matter. We rejected that. So in the Sefer Bezos HaBracha, he declares that the bracha on the hearts of palm would be how you read Shach Matari in the Gemara. Because the way you're reading the Rebbe Rabag is that the Sofalach is still part of the Masgana. But you can read. They said no. We said you're wrong because we don't. We know in a different reason. It's not in the Sofalach Kachos. So he said it's totally back in that Shach Matari. But he declares in the end that maybe if we reject that. And you go on to the next stage of a daita, that's the das for the hearts of palm. So I don't know. My kids eat hearts of palm all the time. I love them. I don't know what to tell them, what bracha to make on it. Okay. What? Yeah, whatever the school tells them in the bracha be. Okay. The tzlaf is called the caper bush. Okay. So here in the Steinsaltz, he says the most common species of caper bush in Israel is the thorny caper bush. It's a thorny deciduous bush. I don't know what that means. Growing to a height of a meter and a half. Its rounded leaves range in color from purple to green. There is a pair of thorns alongside each leaf, and it has large white flowers. The buds of the caper bush are the capricin, which is the fruit of the caper bush, and there's a buzz. And these buds open into new flowers on a daily basis and are pollinated and wither on that same day. The ripe fruit or berries of the caper bush is the aviona, and that's the caper bush. And I mentioned caper bush because we're going to talk a lot about the tzlaf now. Okay, so the Gemara now says, is it true that every time that they plant something and it's not the das, is not to eat what they're planting, right? Then lo mevarchin aleh, you don't make this you don't make the bracha, don't make this particular bracha. So Gemara says, v'harei tzlaf, we have this tzlaf, the nati inshi adaita de pircha. The kavana is to eat badafka, the fruit that comes out of the tzlaf. Mr. Girsa here. V'tanya, we have v'tanya. Almine nitzpa on the fruits that grow from the tzlaf, al ha'olin on the leaves, v'al tamaros, omer bori pri adama, you make a bori pri adama, but on the avionos and the kafrisin, omer bori pri eitz. But on the Avyoros and the Kafrisin, which I guess are, what did he say? The Avyoros and the Kafrisin, they were something else. They were the buds. We're saying, oh, those are the buds. You make a Bori Priya 8. So even these things, with the Kavana to plant him, it's not for these Kafrisin, it's not for the buds, it's for the fruits. Nevertheless, here he says, you make a Bori Priya 8. So Amr of Nachem, so you see that even without, that's not your Kavana, you still make this the non-Shakal Bracha. So Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, not the inchi adaita the shusa. The kavana of the planters is also to eat these buds and these leaves. But the Gemara says, but dikla, when it came to the dikla that we just talked about before, lo not the inchi adaita the kora. When you planted the palm, there was no kavana to eat the kora. The apagav the kilse Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel was mekalis Rav Yehuda and say get this, that gets hard also. Nevertheless, Hilchos HaKavasi the Shmuel. The Lacha is like Shmuel. On the Korah, Yimavara Shakol, because, it's because it's not, the Rashba says, the reason is because it's not planted for that purpose. Okay, then the Shulchan Aruch also passes, I think that the Korah is a, can't find it right now. All right, I'm not going to look. I think the Shulchan Aruch also passes, that the Korah you make a Shakol. Okay. Now, one of the halachas, we're going to talk a little bit about Orla, okay? So, back with Orla, that for the first 3 years, you plant something in Eretz Yisrael, you may not partake in it. The fourth year, it is neter revai. Orla is asur midrabanan, even mechutz laretz. And in Eretz Yisrael, the only issur of Orla is on the fruits, but other things that grow off the tree, which are not considered a pre, do not have asur be Orla. And Orla, again, is only knowing by trees, it's not knowing by vegetables. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Tzlaf Shel Orla. So now I have a Tzlaf, which we said is this bush, this tree. So it is as Orla. So the first 3 years, you can't do anything with it. So B'chutz La'aretz, if it, and we're in Chutz La'aretz, therefore the Isser is only Midrabanan, Zorek Es HaEvyonos, you can throw away the Evyonos, you throw away the Evyonos, the fruits, because that's the tree, you can't eat that. But Okol Es HaKafrisin, but you can eat the shells. L'meimra, so the Meimra, the Evyonos, that these Evyonos, Peri, that the Evyonos are a fruit, the Kafris and La Peri. The Kafris are not considered fruit, because if they were fruit, they should be also usher to be eaten, right? So Uriminu will ask Astira, Al Mine Nitzpa, on the fruits that grow from the Tzlaf, Ala Olim, on the leaves, Ala Tamaros, Ome Bor Priya Adama, Val Evyonos, Val Kafrisin, Ome Bor Priya Eitz. So you see here, you're making a Bor Priya Eitz on the Kafrisin. So if you make a Bor Priya Eitz, Mashma, it is a fruit of, it's not a fruit, but it's a fruit of the tree. It grows off the tree. So how can you eat it during the years of Orla? So Rav, who said that you can eat it, the Amrik Rabbi Kiva, he holds Rabbi Kiva, who says that the Kafrisin are not considered payers. Ditnan, we have the following Mishnah in Maisos. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tzlaf Mis Aser. Tzlaf, you have to take Maiser off the what grows on the Tzlaf. Tomorrow's Mevyonos Kafrisin. All of that, you have to take Maiser, because it is the fruit. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Mis Aser. He's not taking Maiser from the Tzlaf. Ella Havyonos Bavad, except for the Yavyonos itself, the actual growth. If Yonos itself, Vipnei Shehu Pri, that's considered a Pri, but the Kafrisin are not considered Peros, and therefore you don't take Meiser, so it's not Peros, so then you can eat it, because it's not considered Orla. V'neima, so why doesn't Rav say Alachas Rabbi Kiva? Why doesn't Rav simply say that Alachas Rabbi Kiva, that the Yonos are not considered a fruit, and that would apply across the board, and then we know in Orla also. What you have is Machlokas at Tanoim, why are you saying your rule in a different context? You say the Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, and all the outcomes would flow from that Halacha. So, I Amar Halacha Rabbi Kiva, had you said that Halacha goes like Rabbi Kiva, Hava Mina Afilu Ba'aretz. You would have thought that even in Eretz Yisrael, you can eat the Kafrisin. The whole reason why you're eating the Kafrisin is because it's a Chutz La'aretz. But if you said that Halacha Rabbi Kiva, you would have thought even in Eretz Yisrael, you would think that Kafrisin are not considered a pre at all. Because Rabbi Kiva says they're not pre at all, you don't take Meiser. But Kamash Malan comes around to tell us that no, only in Chutz La'aretz you can eat the Kafrisin. Why? Because Kol HaMekel Ba'aretz, Halacha Kamosa B'Chutz La'aretz. When it comes to Orla, the halach is, if there's a mekel shita in Orla d'Araisa, you can be so make on that mekel shita by Orla d'Rabbanan. So since Rabbi Akiva is mekel by the Kafrisin in d'Araisa, so by d'Rabbanan, the Chutz La'aretz, you can eat the Kafrisin for Orla. About Ba'aretz, lo, the halacha is by Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, and there is an Isser of Orla on the Kafrisin in Eretz Yisrael. V'neima halacha Rabbi Akiva Chutz La'aretz, just say halacha goes to Rabbi Akiva Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, the kol hamekel, right, the kol hamekel Ba'aretz, Halacha b'kamos b'chutz la'aretz. And Rashi, I amar hachi. Had you said that, have a mini hani mili gabi meiser. Maybe that's only gabi meiser of meiser ilan. The ba'aretz gufa midrabanan. Maybe that's only you would say by meiser by peros ha'ilan, which is only derabanan. Aval gabi orla, but by orla the ba'aretz midaraisa im b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzer kamash malan. Had you said the halacha like Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said his halacha when it came to meiser. So he said his halacha is by him by meiser. So even in Eretz Yisrael, see over here, Shita and Rashi, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's only Meiser by the Dug and Tiros for Yitzhar, only by those items, but by the fruit, it's only Meiser Derabanan to begin with. So there we pass in like Rabbi Akiva. But when it came to the Kafrisin, which even in Eretz Yisrael would be a Doraisa, maybe Rabbi Akiva would agree to make a Gzera in Chutz Laretz. Kamash Malan, Rav comes to teach me that the Kafrisin in Chutz Laretz also you can eat when the Gabe Orla, because they are only Derabanan. Okay. We're still in the Rava Ashkechei Lemar Bar Rav Ashi. Rava found Mar Bar Rav Ashi, and Mar Bar Rav Ashi explained he had these fruits from the tzlaf of Orl and Chutz Laretz. Because Zarek Evyonos, he would throw away the Evyonos, the fruits, because Achol Kafrisin, and he would eat the Kafrisin, eat these shells. Right? Amrelei, my daitach. What do you hold like, Rabbi Kiva de Mekel? That you hold like Rabbi Kiva, who's Mekel, who says that the Kafrisin are not Peros? That's why you're eating them in Chutz Laretz? Levin Mar, you want to be Mekel? I'll give you a bigger Mekula. Levod Mar ke Beishamai, the Mekilut Fei. Why don't you just hold like Beishamai, who's Mekel all the way, and says that even the Evyonos are not considered a pri, and you can eat those. How do we say that? How do we learn that? Again, the Gersa changes it to the Sanya, as a Braisa. This Sanya, Slaf, when it comes to the Slaf tree, Beishamai Omrim, Klayim Bekerem. They are considered Klayim Bekerem because they're considered a vegetable, and therefore, if they mix it in with the vine, you have Klay Kerem. Uveshil Omer Uveshil say ain't klai bekerem. They're not considered klai bekerem because it's an elon. It's a tree. It's not a vegetation. It's not a yerek. So Shammai says it's yerek. If it's yerek, it's not considered. There's no problem of orla at all. It's a vegetable. And we just said in the introduction that there is no orla. Only by a tree there's orla. So elu ve'elu modim. But everyone agrees she klai ba'orla. That the tzlaf is klai ba'orla. Mar says, wait a second. Hakuf akasha. Is it if it's a tree, then if it's a vegetable like Shammai says, then there's klai bekerem. Then there's no orla. If it's orla, then there's no clay carrot. It's one or the other. It's either a tree or it's a vegetation. Which one is it? So Gemara asks, Hagupakasha, Amar Beishama, you said Amar Tzlaf Beishama Omen Klein Bekerem, Alma Min Yeriku. It's vegetable. Bahadatani, Elu Elu Modim Shechayev Orla, Alma Min Ilnuhu. And then becomes a tree. Versus Halokasha, Beishama Sefuke Misafkaluhu. Beishama is Mesupak, which one it is. And they go Lachumra in both instances. But Avid Hachal Chumra, Vachal Chumra. They went to each way Lachumra. Therefore, they said Klein, it's a vegetable, and orla, it's a tree. Right, mikol makom lebeishamai habilei suffik orla. Right, nevertheless, when it comes to tzlaf, beishamai holds that it's a suffik whether it's orla or not. That utna. Now we have a mission orla that says suffik orla of eretz yisrael aser ubesuria mutter ubechutz laretz yored. Suffik orla in eretz yisrael it's aser because it's suffik doraisa. In Surya, which is Aram Tzova, where David the Melech was captured, it's mutter. Mutter, I guess maybe it's derabanan. Ubechutz laretz. You can yored. You go into your field purposely and take these. So you, who eat, why are you throwing away? If you want to be mekil, you can even, and you're in Chutz Laretz, you can even eat the avionos like Beishamai, because they say it's suffik orla. So Gemara says, let's just continue. Sorry, yored vilokeach ubavach lo yorena loket. You go into your fields and take the fruits, but as long as your friend doesn't see you that you're gathering it. But nevertheless, you see from Beishamai that this is a suffik orla in Chutz Laretz. You can even eat the avionos. Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Makom, Rabbi Lezer, Abin and Kavasei. There's a machlokes in Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer, even though we're supposed to paskin like one, we can paskin like the other. But, and we see this a few places in Shas, we don't have time to discuss it, Beishamai, Rabbi Makom, Beishil, Eino Mishnah. But machlokes Beishamai, Beishilil, we paskin like Beishilil, it's Beishamai is like a non-entity, it doesn't exist. The Shita of Beishamai doesn't exist, and therefore I can't hold like Beishamai. I can't take the kula all the way. I can take the kula of Rabbi Akiva, but I can't take the kula of Beishamai all the way. So therefore I can eat the Kafrisin, but I cannot eat the Avionos in Orla Chutz Laretz. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. We just established basically that the Kafrisin can be eaten, right? Can be eaten because they are not considered fruit. Right, so you can eat them in Chutz Laretz. Gemara says, they should still be considered aser for orla, even if they're not considered a pri, because they are a shomer. Guard, right? These the shells on the outside that guard it. So the Gemara says, v'tepukle, let's say that they should all be considered orla. Dinase, the kafris is a shomer lepri. It protects the pri on the inside. The Rachmana Amar, and the Torah has a drasha, we make a drasha on a pasuk, by Orla, it says, Orla tem, Orla so, es pirio. So what's the S? The S is extra. S is hatofel de pirio, something that's tofel to the pri. Umay nihu, and what is the tofel to the pri? Shomer the pri, it's the shomer. So the kafrisin, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said it's Dan in Eretz Yisrael also, but even according to Rabbi Kiva in Eretz Yisrael, according to us in Chutz Laretz, you shouldn't be able to eat the kafrisin of Orla, because they're a shomer lepri. They're not pri itself, but they're a shomer. So Amar Rava, we have three potential answers. Amar Rava, Hecha Mina Nasa Shomer Lepri, when is something considered a Shomer Lepri? It's Hecha the Isiyei Bein Betalos Bein Mechuver. That's only if the Shomer is connected to the Pri, when the Pri is connect is attached to the ground and after it's plucked from the ground. Aval Mechuver Isa Betalos Lesha. But the Kafrisin is only a shell when it's attached, when the Pri is attached to the Tzlach. But once you remove it from the Tzlach, then the shell is also gone. The Gemara says, wait a second. I'll ask you a different question. Well, that's not a good distinction. Esvei Abaye. Abaye asked, Pitma shel rimon. I guess the pitum of the pomegranate, right? So that's the it's on top of the pomegranate. Mitzdarefes, it can be mitzdaref with the rimon. What's mitzdaref? Rashi says mitzdaref to create a shear for tumas ochlin. The pitum of the tree, the pitum is going to be mitzdaref, right? The hanetz is some sort of leaf or some sort of thing that the nates is the outer shell. It's some klipa that goes around the rimon, right? Vanechelo ein mitzdaref. It's not mitzdaref. So midik amar nechelo ein mitzdaref alma de lav ochelhu. You can see that the nates, its shell, is not considered an ochel. Utnan, and we learn the gabe orla klipe rimon vanechelo klipe hagozin vagarinin chayovin baorla. So they are chayav orla. So you have this klipa that's not considered a pri. Because it's not part of the food, otherwise we'd be able to be mitzdarif. Nevertheless, it's usher from orla. Why is it usher from gabi orla? Because it's a shomer. It's the shell that's around. It's a shomer. So you see from here that and this assumption is that this shomer is not attached once the rimon is plucked. Nevertheless, there's an orla issue. So how can you tell me over here by the kafrisin that kafrisin also should have an orla issue, just like this shell of the pomegranate? So therefore we reject that potential answer. Fine. Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava, Hecha Mina Nasala Hushomala Peri. When does it become a Shomer? Hecha di Isa Bishas Kamar Peria. Your only thing in time is called a Shomer is if it's when the Shomer is attached to the Pri at the time that it's ripe, that the Pri is ripe. But high kafras less than b'shas kamar pira. But the kafras is not mechuber to the pri when the pri of the tzlach ripens. Eini, is that really true? V'hamar of Nachman, amar Rav Barbua, hani mischale. This klipa that grows around the dates when they're young, right? So that's the same thing as the kafras, right? The orla asiri. If it's orla, it's usher. Hova nasa shomer the pri. It becomes a shomer the pri. B'shomer the pri emas have. When is it considered shomer the pri? Bikufra, only when they're small, before they write. Because currently shomer the pri. Nevertheless, it's still called a shomer the pri. So the kafras also should be a shomer the pri and be asr midin orla. So Rav Nachman says, no, Rav Nachman sub like Rav Yossi. Rav Nachman is in a whole like Rav Yossi, who's going to say, Rav Nachman is the one who said this whole din by the mischale. He holds like Rav Yossi, that's not Rav Yossi Omer, smadar, these unripe grapes, right after they fall off, right, asr mipnesho pri. Because those are considered a pri, so even originally, the pliga rabbanalei, the chum mecholik on Rabbi Yossi in this din, and they say it's only considered a pri when it ripens. So therefore, anything that is not a shomer when it ripens is not considered a shomer, and the halacha will be like the chacham like their rabbim, and therefore the kafrisim will also not be considered a shomer because they are not on, they are not a shomer at the time that the fruit is ripened. Okay, so maskif la Rav Shimon minahardoy, Rav Shimon minahardoy, yes. Ubishar Ilane Miplika Rabbana. Wait a second, Rabbana were argued when it came to the grapes. But who says they argue and say that it's considered a fruit at this earlier stage in other products? Bahatanan, we have a Mishnah in Shvius, right? This is the Indian, it's usher to cut or to prune a tree that has Peros Shvius because you're not allowed to diminish the Peros of Shvius. May Amosai ain't coaching us and Lonus with Shvius. From what point in time may you not start cutting the tree on Shvius? Beishami omrim kol ha'ilinos misha yotziyu, when they blossom. Ubeishil omrim hecheruvim, when the cabbages, misha yisharshuru, when they start looking like a chain, misha yisharshu. Vehagifanim misha yagaru, when they are grow a little bit to the point of girua. Vazesim, we'll see what that is, vazesim misha yanetsu, when they get to this point where they have this small little shell that goes around the olive. And all other trees, it's when they blossom. The Amar of Asi, and Rav Asi says, who boser, who girua? The boser is girua, which is this early stage. But who pull a lava? That's the The Marsha, I don't know what pull loven is. White beans. The white beans, right, the white beans. The Marsha says, wait, pull loven? We're talking about pull loven, we're talking about grapes. So he goes, no, it means, Ela Ema Shi'uru pull loven. It's the size of the pull loven. So Man Sham is the Amr Le Boser in Smadra Lo. So who's the Man Damr who says that Boser, this early stage, is considered a pre, but the Smadar, which is even earlier, is not? That's Rabbanon. But Katani, so that's the Rabbanon. The Katani, Shar Kol In Linos Mishe Yotziu. All other trees, other than the vine, it's when they blossom. So all of the things are considered a ripe, considered a fruit when they blossom. So so what happens now? So to the Kafrisin are considered a fruit even at this earlier stage. The Shomer aren't it. The Kafrisin are considered the Shomer of a pre at this earlier stage. And since the Avionos are considered a pre back then, so the Kafrisin is considered a Shomer back then. It should still be Usher Midin Orla. So Ella Amar Rava says, final answer. Heicharmin the Habi Shomer the pre. When do we say that something is considered a Shomer the pre? It's Heicha de Kishakalt Leilu Shomer Mayis Pera. If you remove the shell, you remove the shomer, you're going to destroy the fruit. You remove the apple, the peel of the apple, without spraying lemon juice on it, it's going to rot. It's going to turn bad. So hacha, but by the kafrisin, kisha kaltele, even if you take off the kafrisin, lo mayis pire, the avionos are not going to die. They're still going to be, it's not going to be, it has to be shomer. This isn't a shomer, it just happens to be an outer shell. It's not necessarily a shomer. So the Gemara says that the story, Haba Uvda, there was this case, Vishakua lenate Rimona. They removed the shell of the pomegranate, the Yabash Rimona, and it dried up. Vishakua le pircha de bitina, and they took the kafras off the aviona, the ikayan bitisa, and the aviona still stayed good. So that's why it's not considered a shomer, and that's why it doesn't have a din of orla midin shomer. Just halacha lemaisa issue. The Gemara brought down. It said klipe egozim. The Hagarinin Chayovim Ba'orla. I brought that down from that Mishnah, right? Right. The Mishnah said in Orla that Klipe Rimon Ba'hanetchul Klipe Egozim, right? And Garinin, which is the shells of the nuts and the seeds, the Chayovim Ba'orla. Mashma that they're actually fruits. The Chayov Ba'orla. So Tosos says the Perininim because they're fruits. Tap Tosos Mikan Yesh Levarich Ala Garinin. The broccoli you should make on these sort of seeds shall good godinios. The garini apsikin, the shotapuchin, the chomini garinim shoperos, should make a bori priates on these seeds because they're considered the fruits because they have orla. So the Rashba argues, he says, no, they're not chayiv in orla because they're fruits. They're chayiv in orla because of the xeris akasav of S. They were added because of S, not because they're fruits. If they were fruits, you wouldn't have had either the pasuk. But Shulchan Aruch from Simon Reish Beis Siv Gimel says, garini haperos, right? So you have these seeds from the fruits. Im he mesukim, if they're sweet, Mivarech aleihem bori priates. You make a bori priates, pasning like tosos. Vimheimarim, if they're bitter, ain't mivarech lem klal. You don't make a bracha at all because they're bitter. They don't get any hanar from it. So the Mishnah Brura brings down. He says, it doesn't even have to be that they're sweet. It's lav dafka that they're sweet. El kol shechich nenami hen b'tzas. Anytime you chew them, you get some hanar from the seeds. But tam shemivarech bori priates. Why? Mishum dehem nami chelik michalkei apri. Because they're part of the pri, pasning like tosos. Right, v'harbe achronim cholkim al zeh, but many achronim are cholik not to make a bor priates on these seeds. Right, v'sfiulei the ain avarach mor priates, the lo havi pri gufa the ain avarach alem el bor priadama. Should make a bor priadama the chen askamas agra, and that's what the gra says. And he brings down the shartzim on tons of achronim who say that you shouldn't make a bor priates. Halach lemaisa is a machlokas of what bracha you make on these seeds. We make a adama or an eight, and also saw that some say maybe you should make a shakel. What the bracha would be on these seeds. Which is interesting that comes out from the Gemara. Okay, we're going to skip the parentheses because the Shacharim say it is not part of the Gemara and for time purposes. Pil pile, this raw pepper. The raw pepper is not like a green pepper, yellow pepper. It's, you know, the pepper, the spice, right? Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says, what bracha do you make on it? You make shakal, right? This pepper goes from a low tree. And before it dries, you're able to eat it. But after it dries, you don't really eat it because it's very, very sharp. And they grind it up to make it into a spice. So pilpili Rav Sheshes Amar Shakal, you make a shakal. But Rav Amar Lo Klum, you don't make a bracha at all because it's not derech achila. But as the Rav Tameh, and Rav goes according to his shita, the Amar Rav, because Rav said kas, someone who chews something that's not derech achila, pilpili be Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur potter, you don't get karis. And also kas zangvila, which I believe is ginger. If you choose ginger be Yom Kippur, you're also potter. You're also pater because it's not derech achila, so therefore you make a bracha on them at all either. So Meisvei, they ask a shayla on on this, because Hayar Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir would say, based on the pasuk, it says Mimashma Shenemar the Arlotem Orloso Espiryo, right? So in Yodeya She Eitz Ma'achal, I know that the Eitz we're talking about here is a fruit tree, right? Eitz Ma'achal Hu Alamat Hamol Eitz Ma'achal. The pasuk says V'kida Vola Aretz Unetatem Kol Eitz Ma'achal V'Arlotem Orloso. I mean, the whole thing is talking about fruits. So why does it say Eitz Ma'achal? I already know that it's a fruit-bearing tree. So Elamat Hamol Eitz Ma'achal Labi Eitz, right? To bring the tree Shetam Eitzo Upiru Shava, that the tree and the shades of that Rashi in the beginning of Rashi, the tree and the fruit, they taste the same. The Ezehu, and what's that? Zeha pilpilin. That's this pepper. Lulamadacha, to teach you, sha pilpilin chayavim ba'orla. The pilpilin are chayav ba'orla. So if they're chayav in orla, then they're a fruit. So definitely making a bracha against Rava. And you're not making a shaka like Rav Sheshet says, you should be making the Bar Priya Eitz. Ulumadcha, and to teach you also, she'ein Eretz Yisrael chasei reklum, that Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. She'ne'emar Eretz Asher lo b'miskeinos tocha b'lechem lo sechzer kolba. So the bottom is that you see that the pilpel itself is considered a pre. So you're definitely making a bracha. You should be making a eitz. So lokasha haviritipta hai biyabishta. How do you read it? But the brisa that says that the papilim machayev orla, that's talking about when they're moist, right? They're still moist. So then there's a derech to eat them. So then you make the bracha. But the machlokes in Rava and Rav Sheshes, that's by a dry pepper, and it's after they dry. So after they dry, Rav Sheshes says you make a shakal, and Rava's gonna say once they dried, it's not derech achila in this instance anymore. So therefore, you cannot make the bracha. Amalei Rava the Meremar kas zangvila b'yom kippur potter. Right, if you chew the ginger on Yom Kippur, you're potter, but it's not derech achila. V'ha amar Rava, let Rava say hi himlasa. This ginger or something that comes out of it, the asimi behinva that comes from Bay Hindave Sharia, it's mutter. You can eat it. There's no chash of bishul nachri, because the zangvil is something that can be eaten raw. And something that can be eaten raw doesn't have the halacha of bishul akum. Umivarcha labor piyadama, and you make a bracha bor piyadama. So you see right away that the zangvil is something that you make a bracha on. If something you make a bracha on, how can you chew it on Yom Kippur? Would you be putter? Again, the same answer. Lokasha habir tifta habiyabashta. Where Rabba says that the zangvil is eaten raw, that's when it's moist. When it's still moist, it can be eaten. Therefore, you make the bracha. But what Rava said, that if you chew on the zangvil, it's not derech achila, and therefore you be putter on Yom Kippur. That's talking after it dried. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.